Now, it is important to remember that correlation does not imply a cause. It is notoriously easy to slip from correlations to false conclusions about causes, as in this simple example. Suppose that Freddy has a habit of going to the living room and turning on the television. Almost every time he does so, his action is soon followed by The Simpsons coming on. When other people go into the living room and press the button, completely different things come on. If correlation implied cause, then we would have to conclude that Freddy's action caused The Simpsons to appear. In this case, of course, we are not fooled, but in many other cases, we might be.